Here are our guests today. I love this guest list. First of all, Steve Moss was at Buddy Ryan's funeral yesterday. Buddy Ryan was laid to rest in Lawrenceburg, where he had his farm, where he retired to. And Steve Moss from WKYT was over there. So was Richard Dent, Dan Hampton, Mike Singletary, Mike Ditka, Chris Carter. I mean, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer. It would have been a dreamland for me. I would have not been able to cover it as...
Especially for you.
Yeah. Those guys were my heroes.
Yeah.
There's no way I could have covered it with any type of objectivity. Not that you need objectivity in that particular situation, but you don't need to be a fanboy. And I would have been fanboy. It's somehow, some way. I mean, I wouldn't have been seeking autographs. But when it came time to do an interview with Dan Hampton, I don't know. It would have been tough. Also coming up at 10:30, new UK hitting coach Todd Gwilliams. Nick Mangione, the new UK baseball coach, has hired Todd Gwilliams as hitting coach, and now we're hearing Roland Fanning from Arkansas Little Rock to come over as an assistant as well. And we will talk to Todd Gwilliams at 10:30, so here at the bottom of the hour. And then at 11:45, A.J. Reed, the former Wildcat, Collegiate Player of the Year in 2014, called up to the bigs last Saturday, got his first hit as a major leaguer last night. Do you have that, Sean? Do you have that pulled up right now?
Love for this to be the time. There's a shot. He got it. And Reed will try. Well, no, he won't try for second base, but he has his first major league hit after starting 0 for 16. There you go.
And then former Lexington legend Jose Altuve had the ball.
That's right.
Throw that to the upper tank.
See, right there he was. It looked as if he was going to throw it into the stands, which, of course, he was just.
The dugout are great. They'll get another baseball and fire it up there.
Yeah, faking out A.J. Reed.
There's a lot of weight taken off those shoulders right now.
No doubt. 0 for 16, he had started out. He had a pretty good first game where he got on base twice via the walk, and then he had a sacrifice fly RBI, and then he scored both times he got on base. He didn't get a hit, but that was his major league debut night. You thought, well, that's not too bad. Since then, he's done pretty much nothing but strike out, like 0 for 5, 0 for 5, 0 for 3, 8 strikeouts. It was just...
He did walk last night.
Yes, right? He did. Yeah. He did walk last night. So it looked rough there for a while. But last night, finally got it. And then you heard the crowd. That wasn't just for a hit. They knew that it was A.J. Reed's first hit there in Houston. So he got a standing ovation. And A.J. Reed will join us here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show at 11:45 this morning. So looking forward to that. Tomorrow's show, we'll have Justin Rowland from Cats Illustrator will be on. Good information from him. But coming up here in about 10 minutes, Steve Moss, and I'm going to tell my buddy Ryan story right now to set this up. First of all, I got to tell you, as a kid, the Super Bowl shuffle, the Chicago Bears, the Fridge, Walter Payton, Jim McMahon, that was my team. Those were my guys. I've been a Bears fan since I was a kid and stuck with them through thick and thin here. Walter Payton was by far my favorite player. Jim McMahon was just awesome. You know, he wore the headband where he'd put different messages on it. And then they said, you can't do that and put advertisers on it, you know, because we've got sponsors and stuff. So then he just put Roselle on it, who was the commissioner of the league. And look here. There it is. I'm not here to cause no trouble. I'm just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle. Oh, yeah. Sweetness, oh. And I like the dance. Yeah. Running the ball is like Mickey Mouse. We
had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing
my guy Walter Payton right there.
Goodness gracious.
They recorded that before the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they did that, you know, during the season. Could you imagine that now? Somebody, an NFL team, doing the Super Bowl shuffle song? That thing was a hit. I mean, it was a huge hit. And so the Bears were sweeping the country. I was a huge, huge Bears fan. So then, of course, they won the Super Bowl. That defense was arguably the best defense in the history of the NFL. I mean, they set records for all kinds of stuff. But you think about the guys that were on the front line of that defense. Dan Hampton at one defensive end, Hall of Famer. Richard Dent at another defensive end, Hall of Famer, also MVP of Super Bowl XX. Steve McMichael in the middle there. Refrigerator Perry also on the defensive line at times. Linebackers Otis Wilson, Wilbur Marshall, Mike Singletary. In the secondary, you had like Dave Duerson, Gary Fensick. Now, Doug Plank is who the defense was named after because he wore 46. And Buddy Ryan decided to name the defense after Doug Plank, just 46. But it's eight men in the box, but then they could blitz at any time. You don't know where the blitz is coming from. And then there's so many mismatches. That's what Buddy Ryan was great at, was creating mismatches. Doesn't work, I guess, as well today with the way the field is spread. But he left a mark on the game that, you know, affected the game, affected so many schemes and the way defense is thought about. But anyway, I am working at the time for Fox 56. This is in like 2000. And for the 10 o'clock newscast, they want little cut-ins from the Kentucky Pro Football Hall of Fame, you know, the thing that Frank Minifield is in charge of. So they have like a gala and an evening where they do the inductions, like they just did, you know, a few weeks ago, right? Didn't they just do one here?
They did.
Yeah. So anyway, this was early on in this, these Hall of Fame deals. And so it was just to record little cut-ins, like a one-minute interview with whatever NFL player is there to run during the 10 o'clock news. And I get there super early because this is very early in my career as well on the air. I'd maybe not even been on TV for like a year yet. And so I'm making sure that I am at this place super early. I am, and there's no one else there. The only people there are me and the people who serve drinks. That's it. So I've got my camera set up. I'm ready to go. Now I'm just waiting for the next 2 hours for the thing to start or something. Well, I see someone there that shows up, and I'm like, man, that guy looks familiar. Who is that? So I just kind of glance over and look back. But, I mean, there's only two of us there. So you can't really mask the fact that you're staring at someone, you know, because you're the only two there. He just kind of nodded his head, and I went, gosh, all right, I'm just going to go ask. So I go up and I'm like, hey, I'm Dan Reifer with Fox 56. I'm sorry to bother you, but you just look so familiar to me. I just can't place it. I know you from somewhere. He goes, Buddy Ryan, good to meet you. I melted right there. I'm like, oh, Buddy Ryan, this is Buddy Ryan. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I just lost all facilities, you know. And so then I got to talk to him for, gosh, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes where it's just me and him. And I'm telling him about, you know, how I grew up idolizing the Bears. And he's telling me how the 46 defense came about. And it was just mind blown. Just one of those you meet your heroes moment. And he turned out to be not a jerk, you know, because I have met those guys where you thought so much differently of them before than you met them. And you're like, wow, that guy's a jerk. Not the case with Buddy Ryan. So right about that time, I'm doing this high school show, like a half-hour high school show that aired once a week on Fox. And this was its second season, and we were moving its time slot to go right before the NFL on Fox, which at noon, like the pregame show. So we come on at 11:30. So for the first show, it's going to be an NFL-themed show to lead into the NFL on Fox. So this first show's not even got, you know, high school highlights in it yet. Just NFL. I went up to Browns mini camp and interviewed Tim Couch, got a one-on-one with him. Went up to Bengals camp at Georgetown and got a one-on-one with Corey Dillon. And then when I saw Buddy Ryan, I said, hey, I'm doing the show. Would you do a sit-down interview? He said, sure, we'll do it over at LAC, Lexington Athletic Club. Well, this is one of those unethical things that you know about, that many of us know about, which Mary Jo breaks the rules all the time. And I'm not going to lie, I have broken the rules a few times. And this was one of those times I just had to break the rules. I save it, though. I don't do it all the time. I just, every now and again, I'm like, I'm sorry, I just can't help myself. I have the Chicago Tribune from 1986, the day after the Bears won the Super Bowl, with the picture of Mike Ditka on the shoulders of his players and Buddy Ryan on the shoulders of his players. That's the front page picture of the Chicago Tribune. And so it is wrapped in plastic and sealed. And so when I went to go do my interview with Buddy Ryan, I brought it. I just set it down in front of him. I said, look, I kept this over the years. And his wife is there with him. He picks it up and goes, wow, honey, look at this. He's still got the newspaper. I'm like, don't you still have the newspaper? I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? Clearly he doesn't. So he was just so impressed that I had held on to this newspaper for, I don't know, 20 years almost. And he signed it. And then after he signed it underneath, he put 4-6. And he gives me a look and says, the 4-6 is what makes it authentic. At this point, I don't even, you know. Forget it. We can't do the interview. Yeah. I'm too verklempt. I'm choked up. I can't do it. No, but we wind up doing the interview. It was a great interview. Buddy talked about why he chose Kentucky as a place to retire, as he was commuting back and forth where he's from originally in Oklahoma to, like, I guess, New York. And I guess Kentucky was a place they went through. And he said he and his wife just loved it. Every time they came through, it was so beautiful. And they would talk about it. I mean, imagine driving in a car from Oklahoma to New York. You got a lot to talk about. And I guess that trip in Kentucky is like the only pretty part before you hit Ohio.
It is.
And before you hit Missouri. So, I mean, if that's where you're at, you're like, wow, this is heaven in between pits. Because it's ugly that way. So... That's why they chose Lawrenceburg. Or eventually, I think he chose Shelbyville, and then he moved to Lawrenceburg. But he was a legend, obvious, coaching legend. And that's my Buddy Ryan story. We're going to hear from Steve Moss from WKYT, who was at Buddy Ryan's funeral yesterday in Lawrenceburg, along with Richard Dent and Dan Hampton and Mike Singletary and Mike Ditka. Coming up next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem, we can fix that.
Say goodbye to dealer prices. Fleet Doc is authorized to perform routine scheduled maintenance required to protect your vehicle warranty at an affordable price. They'll even shuttle you back and forth to work or stay and enjoy the clean, handicap-friendly facilities and free Wi-Fi.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bimba, bimba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
Never trust your appearance to just anyone. At Lexington's top-rated barbershop, Prince Cuts Barbershop, it's now better than ever. They've updated, renovated, and expanded to better suit clientele. 5 flat screens and now 8 new booths. Prince Cuts Barbershop, the most talented barbers in the city, will give you the style you deserve. At Prince Cuts, you can even book your appointment online at PrinceCuts.com or give them a call at 299-CUT. Prince Cuts, not your ordinary barbershop. It's an experience. Located off Richmond Road behind Panera in front of DoubleTree Prince Cuts Barbershop, where you will get a style fit for Prince.
Your new job is waiting. Wait, your new career is waiting. Aramark.
Aramark, a world leader in providing professional services, is now accepting applications for accounts receivable specialists, customer service representatives, and cash application specialists at their Shared Services Center located in Lexington, Kentucky. Aramark offers excellent benefits, paid time off, and more.
Visit Aramark.com/careers to learn more. Aramark, we enrich and nourish lives every day. A background check is required for these positions. Aramark is an equal opportunity employer.
What is it about Tony's Steaks and Seafood that makes it such an incredible dining experience? Well, it could be the steaks. One reviewer said, "This is steak nirvana." Or how about the great seafood, the incredible atmosphere, and service that's unmatched anywhere? All of those things. It's Tony's of Lexington on Main Street, right across from Triangle Park. Come in and become part of Tony's family.
Ow! The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I mean, you think by the end of the weekend we'll run out of America songs?
No.
We have enough, right?
It's America, so yes, we do.
I mean, can we do it without playing Toby Keith? Then do we have enough?
We will not play Toby Keith.
Ah, there you go. This is one of my favorite, by the way. One of my favorite America songs.
It has to be.
Rocky IV? Is that right?
Yeah.
Four. Yes, it was four. Oh, it's great. I mean, I just see it. I cannot hear this song without seeing James Brown in the America suit with the top hat singing up on stage in Rocky IV. An American icon to a football icon. Buddy Ryan, we were just discussing him. And now we're joined on the phone by WKYT Steve Moss here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Good morning, Steve.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Steve.
Well, it's a beautiful day. Hey, going to be a great weekend. Tell us yesterday you were at Buddy Ryan's funeral, and I didn't even realize that it was going to be in Lawrenceburg, but there it was in Lawrenceburg. How surreal must it have been to see who you saw in attendance in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky?
Well, I'm not the big Chicago Bears fan like you are.
You've
been fanboy for sure. Because
this was not Tom Landry's funeral.
No, because I would have been fanboy then. it was kind of surreal because there were like five Hall of Famers there, including Dan Hampton and Mike Singletary, Aeneas Williams, Richard Dent, who, you know, I hated because he was one of the baddest men on the planet at the time.
Yeah.
But he was very cordial. We talked to all of those guys.
Wow.
Which made it even more surreal. They were all more than willing to talk about Buddy Ryan and what impact he had on their careers and their lives. So it was pretty cool.
Wow. If I'd have realized that, I would have taken off work yesterday and gone and held the microphone for you. I'd have done that.
Well, there were actually probably about a half dozen or so people who just, when they saw the cameras set up along the roadside there near the funeral home, there were some fans who walked up, and I don't know if they were just trying to get a glimpse or they were trying to get an autograph or what, you know, kind of wasn't the right moment.
Right, yeah.
There were some people there who were attracted to, you know, the Chicago Bears, and they were equally a good number of Philadelphia Eagles there too. Seth Joyner, Eric Allen, Simmons. So there were some all pros, but there were like five Hall of Famers there. It was pretty cool.
Now, who did you talk to? Who did you interview?
Well, we talked to about 10 guys, actually.
Oh, wow.
We talked to Gary Fensick, Doug Plank, for whom the 46 was named after because he wore number 46 and was an integral part of that defense that led the Bears to the 85 Super Bowl win. Seth Joyner, Richard Dent, Big Dan Hampton, Dan Neal, who played at Kentucky, who was an offensive lineman. There were the majority of the guys there were all defensive guys.
Yeah.
Who Buddy obviously coached, but Dan Neal, there were Eric Allen, who was an All-Pro with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Chris Carter was on his way in. There's another Hall of Famer who yeah. we didn't see. His flight was delayed, but and then we got a glimpse of Rob and Rex.
Yeah.
As they exited the funeral home. So it was pretty cool.
Now Ditka, did you see Ditka?
I did see Mike Ditka. He came in sporting a big beard and was a little wobbly. So I'm hoping that was just Ditka's getting up there in the years. But
yeah,
he did show up, and a couple of the players gave him a little bit of credit for showing up, because we've all seen the video of Buddy Ryan getting the ride off the field after the Super Bowl win on the shoulders of his players, which didn't sit very well with Ditka. But Mike Ditka did come in. He left. I don't think he went to the church, but we did see Ditka sporting a long beard.
Well, I don't know how many people remember this. Definitely if you weren't, paying attention to NFL in the 80s. But, when Buddy Ryan left for Philadelphia, Ditka was asked if he was glad he was gone. And it was like, are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm glad he's gone. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
even though he was the architect of one of the great defenses in the history of the league, if not the greatest, he did rub some people the wrong way. We've seen the video of the fight on the sidelines. Was that Jeff Fisher?
Kevin Gilbride.
Yeah. That's right. Kevin mm-hmm. Gilbride that he connected with on the sidelines. So Buddy, he rubbed people the wrong way, but that's because he was an innovator and didn't take any crap off of anybody. And I think we've heard Rex say in the past couple of weeks that his dad was one of the toughest men he's ever known.
Yeah.
Rex said I could probably whip everyone's what except for my dad. So.
Well, he was in the military. He was a sergeant, and then the other thing that kind of led to the way he and Ditka's relationship went was. And people out there may have seen, if you haven't seen the Bears 30 for 30, you've got to see that. Even if you're not a Bears fan, just as a football fan, it's just
right.
Tells some of the great stories behind the scenes. And one of them was that when they fired the staff, the Bears staff, several of the players wrote a letter to George Halas saying, look, we're close. We're on the cusp of doing something good here with Buddy Ryan on our defense. Whatever you do, hold on to him at least. And they did. So when Ditka comes in, and new coaches want to come in and bring their own people, Ditka's told, hey, Buddy's staying. And then when Ditka tells Buddy what kind of defense he'd like to see, Buddy says, well, that's nice. You coach somewhere else because this is the defense we're running here. And it kind of went that way. And it took till the 2000s. It took within the last 10 or 15 years before Ditka kind of reconciled with Buddy enough to give him credit for what he did.
One of the things that Gary Fensick told us yesterday was that, Buddy was an innovator. He was doing things defensively that other people had never tried before, especially in the NFL, which, on that level, if you've got some kind of a gimmick out there, you could fall flat on your face.
Yeah.
But, one of the things that Fensick did say was one of the things he admired most about Buddy Ryan was if he earned your trust, he would trust you, but then in turn, you would learn to trust him. And he let his guys freelance quite a bit on defense after he figured out who they were and what they could do. And Fensick said that was a huge part of why we were successful, is that guys were smart enough and good enough, obviously, that they could make plays defensively, even if it meant kind of stepping out of the role they were supposed to be in.
Talking with Steve Moss from WKYT, who was there at Buddy Ryan's funeral yesterday in Lawrenceburg here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And something else that I heard about Buddy that I didn't know before is that, you think he's so strict and a disciplinarian and it's my way and the highway and all that, but it turns out that even in the film rooms and stuff, he would let them sometimes come to late to meetings. They might be laying on the floor watching film. They might be eating something. It wasn't strict classroom stuff, but as long as you got the message and did your job, he would give you that leniency.
Well, I had never heard that before, but it doesn't surprise me after what I heard yesterday from guys. You know, a guy like Seth Joyner, who played for him in Philadelphia, said as much, you know, that he was a player's coach.
Yeah.
You know, that he would treat you like a man, and you know, and guys played hard for him. And that Bears defense, you know, with guys like Fensick, and we talked to Doug Plank yesterday as well, like I mentioned.
Yeah.
And then you got the big guys up front, and you got a guy like Richard Dent, you know, wreaking havoc all over the field. You know, Buddy Ryan's defense was one of the more sought after. It was no wonder that he soon became a hot commodity.
Yeah.
You know, we saw him in Philadelphia, and then we saw him later in Arizona with the Cardinals.
So, yeah.
You know, and his kids, obviously he passed those defensive schemes and that knowledge on to his kids in Rex and Rob, who have both been defensive coordinators. And now Rex, obviously, with the Bills as a head coach. But both guys are going to be together in Buffalo, so that'll be interesting as well.
Yeah, and then they've got that personality that I don't care what you say. This is the way we're doing it. And, you know, and bold, just that bold attitude that Buddy Ryan had. And it's definitely going to live on in Rex and Rob, and it'll be fun to watch them this season in Buffalo. But, hey, Steve, thanks for taking time to talk to us this morning, and happy Independence Day weekend.
Well, same to you guys. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Steve Moss from WKYT joining us here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 with guest host Alex Risen from ABC 36 filling in for Mary Joe. When we come back, Todd Williams, the new UK hitting coach, for new UK head baseball coach Nick Mangione. He'll join us next on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Here's what another satisfied customer, and from Lexington, has to say about Barkley Blevins.
They treat me like family. I've watched John grow up over the 30-plus years they've worked with me. They've replaced water heaters, sump pumps, sewer pipes, furnaces, air conditioners, toilets, and faucets. They've done it all. And I like when the technician sits and chats with me at the kitchen table while filling out the ticket. There's no one else I would trust, and you should trust them too.
Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Check them out at barkleyblevins.com.
It's a great day to eat barbecue. My favorite thing is the cowbell. Moo!
My favorite thing is the slow-cooked meat.
Their vinegar slaw reminds me of my grandma's house in Birmingham.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is the atmosphere and food.
I love coming to City Barbecue because I love their fries.
Their pulled chicken is filled with flavor.
I love their turkey.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is all of the smoked meat.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is I always leave happier than when I got here.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family-owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
We see stories of fear, despair, and poverty, but they can end with courage, hope, and love. With you, be a part of writing a story that's greater than poverty. Learn how at worldvision.org.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ABC 36's Alex Risen filling in for Mary Joe, who's on vacation this week. And doing a fine job, I might add, Alex. You're a friend of the show. You've done this many times.
Supporting role.
Supporting role.
Maybe I can win an Oscar. Who knows?
Now, when you and I, let's see, worked together at ABC 36, that would have been A.J. Reed's, like,
he
big time. Yeah. That was his 2014 that we covered, his
yeah.
his run as National Player of the Year and
Golden Spikes Award winner, I believe.
John Olerud Award winner. Yes.
He won everything.
And so he just had his, you know, first week in the bigs this week. He's going to join us at 11:45 here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. But first, since we're talking UK baseball, let's talk about new head coach Nick Mingione's latest addition to his staff, and that would be Todd Gwilliams, who joins us now on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Good morning, Coach Gwilliams.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Now, we are saying that correctly, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm going to give you an A-plus on that. That was good.
Thank you. Well, we got to give credit to Tony Neely. His phonetic spelling in the press release was right on. So, but what drew you? How did this develop to where Nick reaches out to you and you wind up coming here?
Yeah, a little bit of a unique story because I guess I'm the elder statesman of the staff. I had recruited Nick in college, and he played for me and had the unique opportunity to coach alongside Nick. In 2005, he was on our staff at Embry-Riddle. We played for national championship. The next year, he's on John Cohen's staff at UK when they had such a good year in 2006. So,
yeah.
But obviously, a lot has changed in Nick's life in a decade. I think Mitch Barnhart alluded to that, how much a person changes and develops in a decade. And Nick has certainly elevated himself. And I guess that's why he's, you know, the head coach at the University of Kentucky, because he's just had an amazing run here lately.
Let's go all the way back to 1988 and what it was that led you to Richmond, Kentucky and EKU to play baseball there.
Yeah, I started off at Ohio State, grew up in Ohio, but I was also recruited by Eastern. And Ohio State was a little big for me then. And then I had the privilege of playing for Coach Ward. During that, as a matter of fact, qualified for regional in 86. And then when I was coaching, went back to regional in 89. Had a good run, but honestly, UK was still at that time and has almost always been, you know, kind of the king of the state. And it was always a big deal to go to Lexington to play those guys.
Yeah.
You do know, though. I know that you're up the road now. But down in Richmond, they just started construction on their new baseball and softball facility. So maybe as the alma mater, you can have a little sense of pride that they're doing a little updating down there too now.
Yeah, that's been a long time coming, so I'm excited for them. I think those dugouts were about 75 years old. They were little bunkers. But, yeah, just excited for them. You know, they're upgrading. I remember when Louisville, honestly, was not very good. They didn't have a facility. So you think about what they've been able to do with a new facility and Dan McDonald there. You know, Kentucky is getting excited about here in the next year and a half building their new facility. So I think that's going to help tremendously.
We're talking with UK hitting coach Todd Gwilliams, just hired by Nick Mingione on this UK baseball staff here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And looking over some of the things in your background, I noticed that you had written a book, High Scoring Baseball, The Complete Guide to Run Production. Now, tell us a little bit about just the philosophy behind that and what came about, you know, the idea to write the book and just kind of the guts of it there.
Yeah, well, basically, the concept came, I always think sometimes football is ahead of baseball. And Nebraska, back in the 80s when they had it going on, they had basically 10 or 11 offensive goals and 10 or 11 defensive goals. And so I kind of was thinking, well, you got to figure out, can we ever have four goals offensively and four goals defensively to kind of say, hey, if we can accomplish maybe just one or two of those, that'll give us a better chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of this long 17-year journey of statistical analysis and trial and error. And so basically that's the gist of the book, that you have four goals on offense and four on defense, and if you can achieve just one, you'll win 90% of your games.
Well, let's get to that. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say it's just not a shot in the dark. It's kind of a proven deal, so that's kind of the basis of the book, and then it kind of goes into that.
Well, let's get into that with what your philosophy is on hitting, what some of those goals are. Do you stand by that stuff still today? You said proven philosophy. What are those things that you'll bring to UK in that regard? What will you kind of install in the offense?
Yeah, that's a great question. Nick and I spent some time talking about that yesterday, and you know, I was at Western Carolina this past year, new environment, new staff, And I said, hey, I think you need to have an identity. And our identity at University of Kentucky is going to be five things. Number one, we're going to leverage the baseball. I think the ball carries there. I do think the home run plays. You have to have some guys that can leverage the baseball. Number two, you're going to grind out quality at bat. And there's eight ways to get one of those, so you just have to understand that that's kind of a team deal. Number three, we're going to have incredible strike zone discipline. We're not going to chase pitches outside the zone. Number four, we hold our ground. We actually won the SoCon tournament, and I know the NCAA's changed rules a little bit, but our kid got hit in the hip, and that was a walk-off win for us. So now you're teaching safety. You're not trying to tell anyone, and you're not going to get away with that if you intentionally get hit.
Right.
But we actually practiced that.
You're not breaking your neck to get out of the way either.
Right, and we practiced that. We put softy balls in our BP bucket, and we hit our kids, you know.
Yeah.
So you're teaching them, you know, the right fundamentals. And then the last one is we make adjustments. And I think that's at the highest levels, at the major league level, they make adjustments pitch to pitch. And so we're trying to say box adjustments, two-strike adjustments, understand situational adjustments. So if we can do those five things, when the other team gets the scouting report, we'll be pretty tough to defend. So that'll be the kind of the basis for you know, our practice and the way we're going to go about things.
Talking with Todd Williams, the new UK baseball hitting coach here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We had Coach Mingione on a few weeks back when I was sitting in with Mary Joe, and just kind of picking his brain too about kind of how he got started. I mean, you mentioned you're playing for NAIA championship, then he's on John Cohen's staff, but he's talking about you're not making a lot of money when you're in that position. You know, yeah, there were some long nights either in a car or over there in the locker room, and it was, you know, it's a grind, but that's part of it, you know, and I believed in helping young men, you know, make progress and become a young man sometimes, because obviously these are kids, and, you know, I bought in, and so I was going to do whatever it took. I mean, is that kind of another reason you jump on board when you're with a guy like this, because he's high character, he's high integrity, and he really buys into what he's saying, he's not just saying it?
Yeah, I think absolutely. And, you know, I said this to Tony Neely. I said, I remember Jim Tressel said this. He said, hey, when you're looking to take another job, there's three things. One, where are you working? Who are you working for? And who are you working with? And when I was off the opportunity to work at the University of Kentucky in the SEC, to work for Mitch Barnhart, who is an outstanding man of character and the way he leads the athletic department, and then Nick Mingione, I mean, he's for real. I mean, he cares about the kids, A, number one. Great, great recruiter, great people person. I said, A plus on all three, I'm on board. So, honestly, kind of an easy decision, to be honest with you, when all those three line up.
Now, after having coached, you know, helping build the program with your brother there at Embry-Riddle, and then, you know, Valdosta State several years, you just came from Western Carolina, but I think 28 years in baseball. How excited are you now to be in the SEC? I guess this would be the highest level of competition in the country that you've been at. How excited are you for just what the future holds at UK?
Well, I don't think it gets any better than that. I think you, as a competitor, whether you're a player or a coach, you always want to be challenged by the best in the country. And we will certainly be challenged by the best in the country. And so that's what I signed up for. I don't think anybody thinks it's going to be easy, but I think we're excited about that opportunity. I think the players, your recruiter, are excited about that opportunity. So, yeah, I mean, I guess as I'm getting older and my career is kind of on the downslide, if you ask me, Todd, where would you want to end your career, I'd say in the SEC.
You know, it's one of those things, you always hear about facilities, you know, and it's just – it never ends unless you're at the pinnacle, you know, and unless you have the best stuff, then you're always talking about it. But how much, you know, at the other stops that you've been, does it really play into it? Because you can have success, because we also hear from coaches and staffs and players that I can still hit a baseball in a place that's maybe not, you know, looking like a Taj Mahal or a palace, and I can still be really successful. I mean, A.J. Reed, a guy we just mentioned, was very successful in a facility that's deemed not one of the best in the SEC. So how infectious can the people be in order to overcome some of the facility stuff until it does get done?
Well, I think I'm going to start with this because you make a great point about A.J. Reed. So A.J. Reed just gets called up to the Astros. Well, one of the guys that just got sent down was Tyler White, who played at Western Carolina. It was a 33rd round pick. So,
yeah.
You know, different path, but great people who really worked hard and then did make it to the big leagues. And so, obviously, very different venues, very different leagues. So I think in the end, isn't a facility important? Yes. It's just one piece of the puzzle. And I think what UK hired in Nick Mangione was, he's all about people. I mean, he's going to win with the right people and regardless of the facility. And he's not going to let this facility even be a factor. And I think it's really nice. They've done some serious upgrades. There's, you know, I mean, you can talk about, yeah, that's nice, the new facility, but it's not going to hinder us in any way. And I don't think Nick's going to let it hinder us in any way. He's right now, as a matter of fact, you know, he's on the road. He's recruiting good players and good people. So that's what, if UK is successful, it's because of the players, not because of the facilities.
Talking about the players, how do you get guys? What's the pitch? How do you get guys to come to UK? I know Gary Henderson, you know, previously had some success going to Canada and getting some guys out of there and in Illinois and some of those northern states, maybe Big Ten country, because there are so many good players in the South, and they like to stay down there in that warm weather. And a game in April, you know, here in Lexington sometimes can be like 40 degrees in a drizzle or late March, you know. How do you get those guys? How do you find the guys to come to Kentucky?
Well, you're going to laugh. So I said, you know, we were talking to Nick. I said, Nick, how do you close the deal? Because he was a recruiting guy at Mississippi State.
Yeah.
And had three nationally ranked, you know, recruiting classes. And it's one thing to identify the talent, another thing to talk to the kid, but you got to close the deal. So he says, Todd, I'm going to swear you to secrecy. I can't tell you how to close the deal. And so, but he ended up telling me, so I can't tell you that Nick is really good at closing the deal.
You were impressed with his closing the deal answer?
Yeah, and I said, you got to tell me how to do that. I want to hear it. And so he had me laughing, but it was genuine, but it was really good, well thought out. So I guess time will tell. Let's see if that formula works, if he can close the deal with somebody's really talented players that he's after.
And how do you like this mix of guys? And there's a report of who else is joining the staff, and I'm not going to ask you to necessarily talk about that person specifically, but you probably know. So just if you could just tell us what you think about the personalities together, yours, Nick's, Bellinger, and another person that will be joining the staff.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be, you know, a little weird dynamic for me because I'll be the oldest person on staff for the first time. But I think that's one of Nick's strengths is how to build a team and how to put people together. And I think everyone's going to have a different role and everyone has a different strength. And I think he really searches the heart and he really does his homework.
Yeah.
And I think when you're going to see it all put together, not only in the staff, but on the field, you're going to go, that's pretty good. And we'll all be different, but it'll all fit together well.
I have one last thing before we let you go. Talking with Todd Williams, the new UK hitting coach here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And I know that coaches hate this, but you just have to ask it anyway. Is what kind of timetable? There is no set time, but what can you realistically expect fans to give you guys to see something that they're encouraged by or at least happy with, you know?
Yeah, well, I would say this, number one, before I answer that question, people always want to know what's the best predictor of future success, and that's kind of what you're asking. Is past performance. Well, Nick Mangione's past performance is pretty good. Yeah. You know, his last time he was on staff at UK when they won the SEC championship in 06, and then Mississippi State in 16, and went to Omaha. So I think he's got a formula. I know he does. I've seen it, and I've seen the script, and I've seen about the players and how we're going to go about it. I would think, to be fair, 3 years, because I think you have to give yourself time to put some of those pieces in place, and it's all about the players.
Yeah.
And so, now, I know that word patience is not one people like, especially in the SEC. You know, that word potential and patience will get you in trouble. So, you know, stranger things are going to happen. I mean, I went to Western Carolina. We were picked fifth and had a losing record year before, and we won the tournament. So you never know.
Yeah.
We're certainly going to, you know, show that we're going to believe in these players and work extremely hard. And I also can say that the margin between victory and defeat in the SEC is about as thin as it gets.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Watching UK baseball as long as Alex and I have, the margin of victory is so thin. And it makes the difference between who's the head coach and not, really.
Yeah, you're right. And it's scary because how could Mississippi State go from worst to first this past year?
Absolutely.
So, you know, this game never surprises me. We will be humbled, I'm sure, at times. But I'm just looking forward to getting started with Coach Mangione. And I think the fans and everybody – They're gonna see a great brand of baseball.
Well, fortunately, UK fans do have more patience for baseball than basketball or football. So
that's true.
They'll be distracted by their concerns there first.
So we got like a half a year.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Hey, well, Coach,
did you hear the story about Lou Holtz when he went to Notre Dame? They said, "Hey, you had a great first year. You know, you lost three games all by a margin less than 7 points. That was really good," he said. "But when you took the job, when we said we wanted you to win, we were talking about all of them."
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, well, Coach Williams, thanks for making time for us today, and welcome to Lexington.
Well, thank you. It's been awesome. I've only been here a few days, and you know, I just want to tell everyone thank you for this great opportunity, and I think we're gonna have a really special season, and I think that there's gonna be great things, you know, in store here in the near future for UK baseball, for sure.
All right. Thanks again. Todd Williams joining us here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, the new hitting coach for new UK baseball coach, Nick Mangione. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Joe Show after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Medical malpractice, Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
Get out to Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on New Circle this weekend for the 4th of July celebration. They're celebrating big with deep discounts on 2016 Ram Crew Cabs. There's not that many left, so hurry in. They also have the very unique and hard-to-find Ram Power Wagon. You can save $4,400 off MSRP on select new 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokees. Come in Saturday or Monday from noon to 2 when they're cooking foot-long hot dogs. Celebrate the 4th and save big at Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Summer is in full swing in Aurora. Complete your outdoor room and entertain friends and family with sizzling savings. 50 to 60% off hundreds of in-stock patio collections from top-of-the-line brands. Relax at the pool or in the shade with four-person lounge sets starting at $6.99.
Dine outdoors with a new five-piece dining set starting at $3.99.
Plus, get 30% off select outdoor accessories. Summer is here.
Get your backyard ready for summer fun.
Take advantage of the sizzling savings and hurry into Aurora.
Call 299-2932.
299-2932.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
No matter if your vehicle is personal or business, Fleet Doc will take care of it with a 24-month nationwide guarantee on all parts and labor as a TechNet professional member. Even complimentary roadside assistance is available should you break down. Fleet Doc has everything to be your trusted vehicle doctor.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bingo, bingo!
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
What's the most cutting-edge approach to hit the fitness industry? It's Tabata Boot Camp. Go see Vanessa Sweet at VFit Aqua Massage and Wellness on Regency Point Path, a revolution in small group training that combines multi-muscle group total body exercise, nutrition, and the latest in small steps toward behavior change. It's 8 weeks. Anyone can do it. High intensity, short duration, powerful results. It's VFit Aqua Massage and Wellness.
Why did we call our new checking account the Republic Bank Easy Checking Account? That's an easy one. You never have to keep a minimum balance or pay a monthly fee. You also get free bill pay and free mobile and online banking. We told you this was easy. Get the Republic Easy Checking Account today. Visit republicbank.com or your nearest Republic Banking Center. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Wednesdays are going to the majors all summer long at Wing Zone. Hello, this is Doug Flynn, and everyone knows there's three things I love: fishing, golf, and of course, Cincinnati Reds baseball. Thanks to Wing Zone, I now have something else to enjoy: the Reds Pack. Every Wednesday, you can get 20 wings, jumbo wedge fry, ranch, and celery for only $15. That's right, only $15 and delivered right to your door. Call Southland Drive at 259-1300. or Eureka Springs at 259-1400. I know what I'll be indulging in every Wednesday, the Reds Pack from Wing Zone.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, what inspired Garth Brooks, I wonder?
America?
Yeah. American honky-tonk bar. Oh, I didn't realize. The catalog in the brain on Garth Brooks songs is not so good,
I guess. A little lower. Yeah. I've got the greatest hits, the checkered board. Sean knows what I'm talking about.
I honestly thought this song was full, three of a kind working on a full house or whatever that song
is. Okay, we'll forgive you.
But I thought this one was. American Honky Tonk Bar Association. All right, good stuff. And that was good stuff from Todd Williams. We were talking UK baseball, and we're going to have UK baseball legend A.J. Reed on the show in less than an hour, 11:45. He's going to join us. He had his first Major League Baseball hit last night after starting out 0-16. That's got to be a big relief for him. We'll talk to him here at 11:45 coming up. But Todd Williams said Kentucky's identity. Kentucky will need an identity in baseball on offense. He said that is leverage the baseball. Number one, home runs. Grind out quality at bats. And he said there's eight different things to just doing that. So get up there and battle at the plate. Have incredible strike zone discipline. It's one of the things that bugged me about watching UK this season is seeing some free swings. Just not that that's any reflection necessarily on the hitting coach. I'm not saying that was a bad job, but it's just one of those things where you're frustrated anytime you see strike zone lack of discipline, holding your ground. I mean, getting hit with baseballs, and then making adjustments, making sure you're making adjustments pitch to pitch even in the game. Those are all really good things to hear from your hitting coach. But he's going to be, no doubt, the elder statesman. You heard me allude to who was going to be on staff, and I didn't want to put him on the spot. I just don't think that's fair to do to someone who's just been hired by the university to then ask him about someone else who hasn't been hired but only reportedly hired. So I did not put him on the spot that way, but I was talking about Roland Fanning from Arkansas Little Rock. He's been there for two seasons. He was previously at Oklahoma State for 2 years, and then he was five seasons at Southeastern Oklahoma State as an assistant. He also played there, was a team captain and all that. But he was known for his, or he is known for his recruiting prowess. That's what he does, Roland Fanning. And it was reported by Derek Terry of Rivals.com, of Cats Illustrated. He reported that Fanning will fill out the staff. That'll be it. You got Bellinger, the pitching coach. You got Williams, the hitting coach. And now you'll have Fanning, who will probably be the recruiting coordinator, you would imagine. The guy he played for at Southeastern Oklahoma State was Mike Matheny, not of the Cardinals, but, and he said, he'll beat the bushes and he'll find players that nobody's ever heard of who are good players. Recruiting is his greatest asset. That's what you need.
Quote.
Yeah. All right, coming up next hour, as I said, 11:45, A.J. Reed will join the show. You can call us 381-1313. We'll take your phone calls on the other side here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Every year, Kentuckians dump enough stuff on the ground to fill a football stadium 12 stories high. When it rains, all that trash washes down storm drains directly into our streams, rivers, and lakes. It's time we all did our part to stop polluting Kentucky's waterways. To find out how you can help, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
Tune in to Reds Baseball all season long on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Brought to you by Truck and Auto Extras, Original Brooklyn Pizza, Central Bank, Prince Cuts, Aqua Massage, and Wing Zone.
For a long, long time in Lexington, Hearst Business Supply and Furniture Solutions has been downtown. Well, they've moved. There's a new location at 500 Buck Place off Greendale Road with a fabulous new working showroom. You can see your furniture in action. Just visit them, tour the new facility, or they can come to you. Take a chair test drive. They have it all for your office at Hearst. Office products, break room, bathroom, space planning, furniture, everything from the boardroom to the bathroom. No order too small or too large. No space too small or too large. No job is too small or too large. It's local, family-owned, third generation, and it's owned by a wonderful woman named Hope Hearst. Are you the person who orders office products, coffee, break room, bathroom supplies? Get it from one source. Visit HearstGroup.net with everything for the office. Think Hearst first.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command and Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command and Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington. An LM Communications broadcasting station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Jim Baskwell. Rain has suspended play for a third time this morning at Wimbledon. The top seed Novak Djokovic needing to win three straight sets to keep hopes alive of a fifth straight Grand Slam title. He dropped the first two sets to Sam Querrey before rain pushed their match off to this morning. He had a shot, Djokovic, to wrap up the fourth set on serve, but was broken by Querrey, who's up 7-6 in that fourth set again. Delayed by rain, Djokovic's streak of 30 straight Grand Slam match victories in jeopardy. Day two of NBA free agency underway. Chris Broussard confirming the Vertical report that Luol Deng has agreed to a four-year, $72 million deal with the Lakers. The Thunder free agent Kevin Durant meeting currently with the Spurs. The Celtics to follow today after he talked with the Warriors and Clippers on Friday. Seeking at least $20 million a year. Miami Heat free agent Dwayne Wade in talks with the Knicks and Bucks. The Grizzlies, if you missed it, paid out nearly $250 million to a pair of players on Friday. Mike Conley agreeing to the richest deal in league history, 5 years, $153. They also give out $94 million over 4 years to Chandler Parsons. The Cleveland Indians will be in search of their 15th straight win today in Toronto. It took 19 innings and a Carlos Santana home run to win their 14th straight over the Jays 2-1. In the meantime, the Mets hit five home runs off Jason Hamill en route to a 10-2 win over the Cubs, and Bud Norris tosses five scoreless in his Dodger debut, 5-0 over the Rockies.
Giancarlo Stanton and the Miami Marlins are making a push in the NL East as they take on division rival the Atlanta Braves from Fort Bragg. Marlins Braves, presented by Harley Davidson, tomorrow at 7 Eastern on ESPN and on ESPN Radio.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Country love.
Well, it's ABC 36's Alex Risen filling in for Mary Jo. She's on vacation. I wanted to see Ray Charles, you know, back when he was alive. and I had tickets to see him. And I moved that summer. That summer I had like three concerts, tickets to. It was like something I had planned the summer out, you know? I had tickets for Yankees Red Series that I wanted to see. I'm not a Yankees fan. I just wanted to see the Yankees. Never seen the Yankees.
In Cincinnati.
Yeah. Right. And that was interleague play. Yeah. And then had tickets to see Ray Charles. And then had tickets to see Dave Matthews' Band. But this was like 2003. So, anyway, sold them all because I was moving. And didn't get to see Ray Charles. One of my biggest regrets, not getting to see Ray Charles. That would have been good.
We digress.
But Alex and I were looking at NBA Summer League over the break. That begins today, is already underway. First game was at 9 o'clock. That game's still going on?
Yep. Oklahoma City on top of Dallas, 86-85. Been a close game the whole way. Dakari Johnson, 12 points. Campaign, 16. Dakari's also snagged 9 rebounds. Campaign, 7. So they're performing well. Marcus Teague playing for the Mavericks.
Yeah.
And he came off the bench. He's up to 13 points after a rough start. Had a little tendency to turn the ball over today.
So the Mavericks have Marcus Teague, and then they have DeMarcus Cousins' little brother, Jahlil Cousins. And then the Thunder have, as you mentioned, Dakari Johnson.
Jahlil has gotten in. He's only scored 2 points.
Okay. But you mentioned the Thunder has Dakari Johnson, Cameron Payne, played at Murray State, and then Cameron Woods from Butler, who played at Eastern High School.
That's right.
He's also on the Thunder roster.
He has not played today.
Aaron Harrison and Wayne Blackshear are on the Charlotte Hornets. Wayne Blackshear, of course, Louisville. Alex Poitras, he's on Orlando Magic's blue team. The Orlando Magic have two teams in here, the white squad and the blue squad. So Poitras is on the blue squad. Scotty Hobson is playing for the Pacers, former University Heights and Tennessee star. And then Damian Lee of Louisville on the Miami Heat. So that's the Orlando Summer League, which is going on today. Games all day today, and it goes through next Friday. Yep. All those games on NBA TV that you can watch, which I do a lot.
Probably a little too much.
Considering. Yeah, considering it's mostly garbage basketball.
But when you have the relevancy of it, you know, with guys that you've covered and local guys, it does make it a little bit more like, I want to see how he does, and did he do well enough to stick?
Well, and then when they do well, and they don't stick, you're like, well, what are you looking for? For instance, DeAndre Liggins.
Well,
he has played well in the summer league more than once. Like, more than one summer league.
And he's been the NBA D League Defensive Player of the Year more than once, I believe.
Yes.
I think he's won it twice.
Won it just this past season.
When you have the off-court problems.
Oh, I've forgotten about this.
Some baggage.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry.
I threw an Xbox at a female friend.
Oh, is that right?
Something like that.
I missed that. I must have missed that.
So I think that plays into it sometimes.
Sometimes,
like,
yeah.
Even when you're really good, that other guy doesn't have any baggage yet. So we're going to go with him.
I don't know. DeAndre seems like you would be able to hook up.
Great defender.
With a team.
Definitely no argument.
Yeah. And I can't speak to that, what you said. So there's no way for me to really comment on that part of it. But I can tell you that he was at practice, UK basketball practice this week with the team. We know this because Metz Camfield, the editor of CoachCal.com, was at practice and did a practice report. And he said DeAndre was out there practicing with the team. Bam Adebayo and Sasha Kalia-Jones didn't participate in a few drills, which to me, that's risky, Metz. That's risky to put that out there, Metz. People like me and the rest of, you know, and Big Blue Nation can go, what's going on with Bam Adebayo and Sasha Kalia-Jones? What's the real injury? And by the time we get through July, it's going to be that Bam has a dislocated shoulder and he's out, may not play the first month of the season. Sasha has an ankle issue that could carry on. You know, this just the rumors get rolling, you know?
Bam did have – he had the foot. That was
right.
He was in the boot.
Right,
he was in the walking boot.
Mm-hmm.
Minor, not a big deal, ready to go by the beginning of the season. It only says a few drills.
Right, it does just say a few drills. I'm just saying that that's very risky. It's very bold of Mets to even put it out there.
Maybe it's a safety issue for the other players, because if you've seen Bam's highlight tapes, maybe he shouldn't participate in a few drills.
Yeah.
For fear of harming someone.
Some of the other notes, though, Isaiah Briscoe's leadership on display, which this is something Briscoe seems like a guy when he talks, he means it, you know? And so he has been talking about what Calipari's been asking him of him, and it sounds like early on anyway, words are into action. And getting up early for these workouts and kind of leading the way, this will be interesting to see. If he takes over and takes on that leadership role, I think that's a really big part of things.
I joked when you were gone because you got to talk to Briscoe and Ty Winyard. So I was joking with MJP, though. I said, I asked Briscoe, I know why you're coming back. You just want to go to the Bahamas, brother. I know. Like, you ain't got a lot. He laughs like, well, I mean, it's a nice perk. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. And then Malik Monk can't be stopped going to the hole, apparently. Shot it well, according to CoachCal.com's Mets Cam Field. Derek Willis, though, blocked one of Monk's shots. But then Willis had a shot fake and a drive for a dunk. Then Winyon Gabriel blocked one of Willis's baseline jumpers. Mets said that Gabriel was cleaning up and finishing well, which that was a big thing for Kentucky last season, is someone who can get in there and battle on the boards, grab it, put it back. That was such a big part of the team before, the previous years, was second-chance points. And Kentucky, even last year, offensive rebound was actually pretty good numbers-wise. But the year before, 38-0 team, the second-chance points deal was, it was insane. So that will be big if you've got Bam and you got a guy like Winyon able to get in there and finish, clean up. Isaac Humphries looks thinner and more athletic and beat Winyon Gabriel off the dribble for a layup. What?
Do what?
That could be big. That could be big if you're talking about having Isaac Humphries in the mix with Winyon and Bam and Kalia Jones and then Willis. That's some really nice length.
All of a sudden, the bigs problem that you had is not a problem anymore.
Right.
Not to mention Ty Winyard.
We'll see on him. Sounds like long way away. But he played well in the, what was it, 3-on-3?
Yeah, and he admittedly will tell you.
Yeah.
You know, I pretty much abused those kids.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw any of the highlights that are on YouTube and stuff. Let's be fair. He's playing guys that are like your height.
Right. Nobody like him.
It's like 5'9".
I think this could be another year for Winyard, especially as crowded as it is with big guys, where he's... And then it's crowded in the backcourt as well with De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk and Isaiah Briscoe and Dominique Hawkins and Michael Mulder. Is he going to play?
I don't know, because looking at last year, you know, thinking, oh, hey, they could use that sharpshooter. They could use that spot-up guy to come in.
Yeah.
I thought Mulder would see more time, didn't get a lot of PT, and when he did come in, he was expected to hit the shot right off the bat, right? I mean, that was the. When he was put in, even in some junk time, it was, if you didn't make your first shot, you're back on the bench.
Yeah,
that's tough deal though too. It's like, I need to get in a little bit of a rhythm as a shooter.
I think Charles Matthews grabbed
a few of his
some of Mulder's minutes, and then when Dominique was injured,
yeah,
I'd really like to see Dominique be able to get in there and stay healthy and get on a little roll here.
It would be great, obviously.
Yeah, I think he's important. But Charles Matthews, going to Michigan, said he needed a bigger role. He said that he needs the ball in his hands. He needs to be the guy that they count on to score. And so we'll find out in 2 years, I guess, because he'll have to sit out this year, of course, due to the transfer rules. But you could see he wasn't going to get that kind of role next season here.
Obviously. Like he's a good mid-major player. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I don't know if he'll work at any major school that's looking to be a real competitor. Maybe he will eventually start because he gets to sit out a year and just work on, you know, trying to get a little bigger, a little stronger. I felt like that was one of the things. I mean, just kind of looking at him, he's nothing against him. I mean, Anthony Davis was a skinny kid too, but
right. He
was still next level. And Charles Matthews was... He would hit that three in the corner every so often, but he really didn't have...
He wasn't as good as the players that were playing ahead of him.
Yeah.
Which, that's the thing. At Kentucky, there are so many good players. If you're not as good as those, Calipari will say it. Who's he going to play in front of? Should I sit him?
Yeah, who do you want me to?
Yeah, who do I put, you know? Oh, and so you need more minutes to get going? No, you don't. You weren't good for these 3 minutes. So why, if I give you six, yeah, you're going to be, yeah, really good for the last three?
No, you're going to be double as bad.
Right. That's Calipari's philosophy. And he sees it in practice. So, I mean, to me, for Charles Matthews, it's a situation where there's a lot of good players here, and I'm not going to get the opportunity I think I need with this many good guys. And if you give me that opportunity, I'm going to be really good at it. So,
would you not know that coming in? That's always my thing. Because look,
well, maybe he thought he was better than he.
Maybe you think you're better than somebody. Yeah. But in a situation like Kyle Wilcher, great. I feel like that's the best example of a guy who came in, thought he could be what he was, and eventually he got that role in the second season after the national championship year.
Right.
But then it was like, look, because of the way Kentucky is structured and who they're bringing in every year, I now don't fit, and I know that, so it's time to transfer.
Yeah.
But I did at a time. But I feel like, I mean, Charles Matthews, you need the class. Like, you're looking around, aren't you, and going, am I as good as he? I don't know. It just seems weird sometimes when a guy doesn't see it.
Yeah. Wilcher saw it. There's no doubt about it. But he wind up with the Rockets. Is that who he signed with?
Yeah.
Yeah. Houston doesn't play in the summer league until, Vegas.
And they did not re-sign Terrence Jones.
Right. He's on the market. Speaking of which, it's a little crazy.
We're in the wrong business, man.
It is a little crazy. Mike Conley, which you've heard by now, the richest contract in the history of the NBA.
Mike Conley. Now, let's be
fair. Not Larry Conley, Mike Conley.
And to be fair, to the average fan, I'm just talking like casual, like my parents. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They know LeBron James. They know Dwayne Wade, all those other. They have no idea who Mike Conley is.
Well, I asked my wife, I just said, do you know who Mike Conley is? And she said, Ohio State? I'm like, yeah.
Touche.
You got it.
But
those are
because
of battles with Kentucky.
And
Mike Conley played at Ohio State when Kentucky and Ohio State. Was he on the team that Josh Harrelson threw the ball and that team? The Jared Sullinger team? Was Mike Conley on that team?
He should have been.
I think so. But anyway, that's why she remembers is because
he played Kentucky.
Right. Never been an all-star, ever, Mike Conley. Never been an all-star in the NBA. $153 million over 5 years. I mean, he's going to make $30 million a year. $30 million a year. Dwight Howard, $70 million over 3 years. Timothy Mozgov. Are you kidding me? $16 million a year.
I'm just saying.
Timothy Mozgov.
You give me a couple months, and I think I can go hard at Timothy Mozgov.
And there were so many reactions on Twitter, especially from, like, NFL players. And, you know, and then I see the arguments back. So the responses are, this is ridiculous. They shouldn't be getting this kind of money. And then the response back would be, hey, TV money has come into the NBA.
It has.
The salary cap has increased dramatically. So what? The owners should save that money and still instead of giving it to the players? Or you would say, don't hate the player.
Hate the system.
Yeah. My thing is, the players aren't that good who are getting paid.
Yeah.
That's it. That's my argument with that. Look, the money, you want to pay LeBron James $153 million over 5 years, make him a $30 million man? No problem.
Good investment.
You want to give Steph Curry $30 million a year?
Go for it.
No problem. You want to give Timofey Mozgov $16 million a year? He played less than 18 minutes a game last season. Are you kidding me? No. That's what's wrong with it. That's the beef I have.
You've got to change it to TH. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There should be a way. I don't know. There should be a way to...
Just don't pay the absurd prices. It is. Yeah. Because what are you missing out on if you don't give Mozgov his ridiculous salary? Oh, no. Somebody else is going to pick him up? Great. Go for it. Pick him up.
Maybe there should have been like a... They should have bargained for a reopening or a renegotiation. With the influx of the money, with the salary cap being bigger, to make it more fair for everyone on everybody's teams, we get the opportunity to renegotiate. If you want to renegotiate, that would be insane, though. I mean, I'm just thinking off the top
then
of my head.
Then it's open season.
Yeah, it would just be insane. It's just, how does Steph Curry make $12 million a year and Mike Conley makes 30? You know, it's just not right.
Mike Conley.
I know.
Look, the dude's in the NBA.
Like Kent,
he's good.
Kent Bazemore. I don't even know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
I have no idea who it is. He's getting paid. Big. Big.
Big time.
Yeah.
I love it. You know what? I changed my whole outlook. I love it. I say just throw crazy numbers at everybody.
Well, you hit the lottery is
That's
what
great.
Happened. I mean, you already hit the lottery by being good enough to play basketball in the NBA. One. Because you're going to be well compensated regardless.
And now you're Mozgov, you're playing 18 minutes a game getting paid. Give me my money. Pay up,
oh,
baby.
Oh, man. It's crazy.
I'm playing less than half a game right now. I'm playing a quarter and change.
That's what I think. I think it is. It's not that the money's ridiculous as much as it is. The money is ridiculous for the level of player that's getting it.
A quarter in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
That's not even two quarters. You don't even play half a game.
No. Or you've never made the All-Star game.
I don't even know.
You're not one of the...
I don't even know if I put a... Like, Anthony Davis wasn't an All-Star this year. I mean, in terms of the first and second team NBA member, he missed out on all the money. Was it $24 million or whatever? Because he hasn't hit enough first, second, or third team All-NBA teams.
Right.
Anthony Davis is an amazing basketball player.
Exactly.
No doubt about it, right?
Yeah.
The cornerstone of the New Orleans Pelicans organization. So I'm okay paying him.
And he's getting paid. I think his contract is like $127 million.
It's not like he's not getting paid.
Yeah.
But now Timothy Mozgov is in the same, you know, realm.
No.
Especially per minute. Oof.
That's like, it's just silly.
Because we're subpar radio people, right? Like, so what would we get in this new NBA structure?
I got to think I'm Timothy Mozgov.
I'm at least
area.
Timothy Mozgov.
I mean, maybe. He's set the market for me, I would think.
I'll be Mozgov. You're my Mike Conley.
Because I don't play.
You should get the richest contract.
40 minutes a game. You know, I play less than 20 because, you know, there's 7 days a week, and we do radio 2 days a week.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of a part-time role player.
Yeah.
And so I deserve role player money, which clearly is $16 million a year. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here. We still haven't talked about a few other NBA items that we'll get to next here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show with ABC 36's Alex Risen filling in for Mary Joe here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
If you're going to win a muckamack with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
I want it to become Stugatz Center. I want ESPN to start building around the Stugatz franchise if I know that franchise isn't going to crumble and burn to the ground on the third hot take that's going to take us all down with it. I want the world for you, unless it ends me.
You just got to trust me, man.
I can't!
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
Fleet Doc is here for your travel season. They'll get you ready for your trip as quickly as 1 hour to install a set of tires. Full safety inspection with every oil change and affordable two- or four-wheel alignments. Visit your one-stop shop, Fleet Doc, 1031 Contract Street, Lexington.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bingo, bingo!
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
Overtime questions? Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
When you want variety, you usually need to visit several places for bold flavors. Where they stuff your pretzel roll with four cheeses and bacon. Or where there's a vegetarian sandwich with roasted tomatoes and basil. Or where Italian meets cheeses and bread reign. Not anymore. Because when you want to try seven new sandwiches with a range of unique flavors, there's only one place to go. Schlotzky's. Whether you go inside or order at the drive-thru, Schlotzky's is the only place you'll find sandwiches like the Caprese on ciabatta, the French dip on a pretzel roll, or the bacon beef smoked cheesy on our signature sourdough. And to make your business event perfect, don't forget to call Schlotzky's for catering. Keep everyone happy with oven-baked box lunches or a cafe sandwich tray. You can feed everyone for well under $10 per person. And they even have free delivery in the metro area. Schlotzky's, a quarter mile south of Fayette Mall. Or call 859-245-1624. That's 245-1624. Schlotzky's, lots better.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family-owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m., they'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Idle Hour Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ABC 36 is Alex Risen filling in for Mary Jo this weekend. I'm Dan Reefer, and you can tweet Alex at A Risen. Is that it?
At Alex Risen.
I'm sorry, at Alex Risen. Care. We were talking basketball before the break. Coming up, though, here in 20 minutes, A.J. Reed from the Houston Astros, the former Wildcat great, will join us coming off his first Major League Baseball hit of his career last night after starting 0 for 16. He'll join us at 11:45.
We've got. I saw a tweet.
Yeah.
Which is what the team did to him.
Oh, I didn't see this.
Afterward. Should I save it or let it out of the bag?
Let it out of the bag. Let it go. Let's go
they
ahead.
They put him in a laundry cart. You know, laundry.
Yeah.
You know, the big laundry cart. Yeah. The uniforms. They wheeled him into the shower, poured a bunch of beer, milk, ketchup, eggs, and syrup on him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Celebrate good times. I feel like we're going to ask him about that.
Was that from the Astros? The Astros tweeted that?
It was one of the writers, and then okay. Our good buddy Brent Ingram had retweeted it.
Okay. I got to.
So
yeah.
He was.
I got to see.
You should
that.
See it from him
yeah.
as the retweet. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was. You know, he's one of those Astros.
Was this from last night? I got to see it.
No, Brent retweeted it. I think it was this morning.
All right. We got to check that out. I'll check it out in a minute. And we'll definitely ask AJ about that. That's awesome. But we were talking basketball, and what about OJ Mayo? Can you believe that?
Yes. Yes, I can.
I was talking to someone about this yesterday. OJ Mayo, he was in Sports Illustrated as a 7th or 8th grader.
When he was at Rose Hill.
Yeah. He was in Sports Illustrated. He was starting at Rose Hill as a 7th grader.
And beating Ashland, I believe. I remember the old Ashland Blazer Rose Hill.
Yeah.
A couple good games.
He played for... He led Rose Hill to the Sweet 16 as an 8th grader, yeah. Did O.J. Mayo. Played in Rupp Arena as an 8th grader. Had his name in Sports Illustrated as one of the faces in the crowd, you know, next phenom, kind of like LeBron James
yeah.
type deal O.J. Mayo was thought of. Then he went to Huntington Prep.
He went to Cincinnati first.
Yes, he did.
Brief
said
stop
he wanted to be
a.
At the moment, he was a big fish in a little pond. Said he wanted to be a big fish in a big pond.
Right.
Went to Cincinnati. Then went to Huntington Prep.
And played with Patrick Patterson his senior season.
Right. Then he tells USC head coach Tim Floyd, here's my guy that you're going to talk to. He'll set the terms on what it's going to take for me to play for you. And then he does that, stays for 1 year.
Isn't that great?
And then he's in the NBA with a ton of money.
So, and he was in Memphis. I just want to point that out. It's out of
yeah.
time.
At where in there is he told no? Like, should he be playing at Rose Hill Christian? I don't know.
It might have been the best spot for him, though.
Yeah. But if he lives there, should he be playing at Ashland, maybe, is what I'm saying.
Oh, you mean like actually, like yeah. Where he should be playing?
Yeah.
Well, you know how that is.
Right.
The state
that's what
in
I mean.
General, though. I mean,
that's what I mean. So then you just transfer over to Cincinnati in high school. Okay, so you've transferred to three schools in three different cities.
And states.
And states.
It's impressive.
Yes, in your high school. So
strictly to play basketball.
Right. That's kind of, I don't know. I think it says a little bit of something about that. And so now he has been banned from the NBA for 2 years. I mean, he's kicked out of the NBA for 2 years. I mean, at least he has to apply for reinstatement in 2 years to get back in. And it wasn't for performance-enhancing drugs. This was for violating the drug abuse policy.
In OJ's mind, maybe it was performance-enhancing.
Maybe. Who knows? Yeah, who knows? But I can tell you my favorite OJ Mayo game was with Patrick Patterson at Huntington Prep. Those guys came to Memorial Coliseum to play Billy Hicks' Scott County Cardinals.
It's always Scott County.
And Scott County beat them with Bud Mackey and company.
Yeah, they did.
That was an awesome game. Billy Hicks, by the way, going into the Kentucky High School Hall of Fame next weekend in Elizabethtown.
Yeah.
Mark Story had a great article on him. Great, great article.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, I'm going to try to have Coach Hicks on either next Saturday or Sunday. I would like to have him Sunday. That way it's after the fact.
Right.
To get his reaction to the whole night and all that stuff. But
I still remember when he broke the record for the first time.
Right.
And we asked him about it.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yes.
Then he broke
great.
The record for a second time.
Right. Yeah. He felt like there were some people that didn't
want to see him.
Right.
Break
didn't
want
to see him break the record and tried to rub his nose in it a little bit. And then it was inevitable. It was going to happen. So he broke the record once in his mind and once in their minds, but
we
on two different occasions.
Both. Yeah.
Switching to football real quick before we take a break. Joker Phillips to Ohio State. I'd like that. He's going to be the quality control for offense coach. I like that for Joker.
Well, he developed that relationship when he was with the Browns.
Yeah.
Got to know Urban a little better probably. And then,
yeah.
And I think he, not to say that he doesn't work in the NFL, I feel like it's his spot, right, for college?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Better fit for him.
I think he's a good coach. And he's got a great personality, I think,
yeah,
to deal
good
with
dude.
Players. Yeah. So I like that for him. And then Kywin Ross. Is it Kywin? How do you think you say it? Kywin?
I like Kyan.
Kywin Ross.
Maybe Kyan.
Yeah. And I can remember hearing about him when he committed to UK, and they thought and he had to go to JUCO route. And right, didn't he? He was like, okay, he's supposed to be here. And then it was like, nope, he's not going to make it. He's got to go JUCO. And they're like, well, hopefully he comes back. And a lot of times you don't know if those kids, once they go to JUCO, if they're going to come back and still be committed to Kentucky. But he's here on campus, and video on Twitter shows him throwing Mike Edwards to the ground.
Yeah.
And then I just standing there waiting for a pass in the end zone. But Kywin Ross is 6'6", yeah. Wide receiver.
Man-child.
And, you know, Mike Edwards kind of got caught off balance there, too. I mean,
I don't think he knew it was coming.
No, he did not know it was coming. He was trying to cover him tight, and Kywin just said, get out of the way.
Guess what, brother? That's the 5-yard bump rule right there.
Yeah, two-handed shove to the ground, burn. That's impressive. That already has people like, whoo! I mean,
he looks
like
a tight end.
Yeah.
Or a defensive end.
I want to say I saw, maybe it was Freddie Maggard already put up like a post on, this is exactly the kind of player that Kentucky needs, you know, just immediately take by just one practice mess around video already. This is the attitude. This is the kind of guy. But I agree.
Well, it's the same thing that you had seen a lot of times from Dorian Baker and Blake Bone. Remember the big, tall, physical type receiver, but then they're not catching passes at times.
Right.
And
right. They look good. Look like Tarzan. Don't play like Jane.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Look like Tarzan and play like Tarzan. If you don't realize it yet, It is now exactly 2 months until football season, college football season. 2 months from today, UK's opener against Southern Miss, Saturday, September 3rd, 7:30 night game.
Before the must-win game on ESPNU.
1 month before camp opens up. 1 month.
SEC Media Day is just
a couple weeks away.
2 weeks away, I think.
Yeah. We are right after this 4th of July holiday. It's just...
It's on.
Yeah. It's talking season begins, camp begins, and then it's here, baby. High school football is August 19th. So we're even closer to that. We're like 6-7 weeks from that.
And the first time I will be out at a high school football practice, July 11th.
Whew, that's close.
Out of the
game. It's coming.
Dead period's done the 10th.
Yeah. Once that hits, it's on. It starts. The grind begins. UK women's hoops adds transfer 6 foot forward Ogechi Onyegol Igbo.
That's all you, brother.
Onyegol Igbo.
I'm gonna call her OA.
Ogechi Onyegol. Yeah, forget it. I'm not calling her nothing but Ogechi. Geechee. Big Geech.
Yeah.
They call me Big Geech. Larry Hoover. Now, 6 foot forward, Ogechi Onyegol Igbo from Stony Brook. She's going to have 3 seasons of eligibility left after sitting out this season. She was America East Conference Rookie of the Year last year, averaged 10-9. And then, you know, while we're on women's college basketball, right before we go to break here, last weekend, we talked about the people who had died last weekend. Like Herky Rupp.
Yeah.
It was Bernie Worrell, Dr. Ralph Stanley. This week began with Buddy Ryan and Pat Summitt dying. Of course, great coverage all week of Pat Summitt. No doubt a legend. Talked about her a little bit on last week's show. And then I read John Clay's remembering of his interaction with Pat Summitt, and then Jen Smith remembering some of her interactions with Pat Summitt, but both Lexington Herald Leader writers, obviously. And one of the words that both of them used was intimidating. And that was the first word that came to my mind in my interaction with Pat Summitt. They had just lost, Tennessee had, to UK at Memorial Coliseum.
Remember that one.
Candace Parker, Pat Summitt,
yeah.
Come in there and sit down. I want to say that the question I asked had to do with Matthew Mitchell. Something about, you know, you give him his comeuppance, you know, just something along the lines of, hey, tell me something great about Matthew Mitchell.
Yeah, give me my soundbite.
Right. Which was something that she had already done in a story previewing the game, I'm sure, and something earlier in the week, and this was probably the 5th, 10th time someone asked her about Matthew Mitchell, and it comes up every year that Tennessee and Kentucky played when Summitt was there, the head coach, and now he's just beaten her. And so what she really thinks of him at the moment is not something she should probably say out loud. And I could tell she was one, frustrated by losing, two, frustrated that yet someone else is asking this Matthew Mitchell question. And she answers it fairly, I guess. I mean, she answers it in a...
No Dawn Staley.
Oh, no, my gosh. Don't get me started on her. Oh. No, Coach Summitt answered it... to be fair, I mean, she gave it a try, is what I mean. She gave it an effort. She gave it, but the tone of it was kind of nasty. You know what I mean? Like, she was saying nice things in a mean way. Does that make any sense at all?
Yeah, he's great.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Something like that. She gave it, she didn't, like, belittle me or anything like that.
That's a stupid question.
But her tone
didn't hit you with it.
Was of one... It's just shut up. I don't even want to hear you right now. That kind of tone. And I felt that intimidation from her. And then that look on her face. And everyone who asked any question was just, you know, the eyes, the stare, the look. And it was a bit intimidating. I didn't really want to ask any more questions. I was thinking, do I have enough? Yeah, I've got enough. I got what? I'll be fine. Okay. I can fill 30 seconds of TV with this. It'll be fine. No problem.
I'm out.
I don't need to ask.
Sorry, Jen Smith. Good luck with the rest of your quotes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break because we've got A.J. Reed coming up in like 8 minutes here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
McLean in Nicholasville is having a job fair July 9th for full case selector and loader positions with a starting rate of $14 per hour. We look forward to seeing you in Nicholasville at our DC on Saturday, July 9th from 9 a.m. to noon at 1040 Baker Lane to apply and interview for steady full-time positions with full benefits and $14 an hour to start. That's the job fair for McLean in Nicholasville, 1040 Baker Lane, Saturday, July 9th from 9 to noon.
Tonight at Whitaker Bank Ballpark, the Legends will kick off their 4th of July weekend with their first of back-to-back fireworks shows. Gates open at 5:30 and first pitch is at 6:35 as the Legends take on the Rome Braves. Check out LexingtonLegends.com for tickets.
Hey, Gary Wexler here, General Manager Glenn Friedman, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and boy, are we celebrating the 4th of July this weekend. The savings will have you seeing stars and stripes during Jeep's 4th of July sales event. Now through the 4th of July, lease a brand new Jeep Cherokee for only $219 a month for well-qualified leasees. That's $219 for a brand new Jeep Cherokee, and we've got 40 of them right now in stock. Plus, get $10,000 off MSRP on a brand new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4. 10 grand off MSRP. I told you'd be seeing stars and stripes. Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, 1560 East New Circle Road, or online at glennsfreedomchryslerdodgejeepram.com.
Ex-move tax title license, 16 Cherokee, more than 5 available, lease 36 months with 2130 due at sign. Includes $599 dock fee, no security deposit required. 10K miles per year with 20 cents per mile overage. 16 Ram 1500 Big Horn, number DJ7H91, MSRP 60815. Discount includes dealer discount and Ram rebate, expires 7/4/16.
Wednesdays are going to the majors all summer long at Wing Zone. Hello, this is Doug Flynn, and everyone knows there's three things I love: fishing, golf, and of course, Cincinnati Reds baseball. Thanks to Wing Zone, I now have something else to enjoy: the Reds Pack. Every Wednesday, you can get 20 wings, jumbo wedge fry, ranch, and celery for only $15. That's right, only $15 and delivered right to your door. Call Southland Drive at 259-1300 or Eureka Springs at 259-1400. I know what I'll be indulging in every Wednesday: the Reds Pack from Wing Zone. These are the nights to never
die, Father told me. Reds fans, be a part of Super Saturdays this season at Great American Ballpark. Saturday, July 16th, thanks to PNC Bank, the first 25,000 fans will receive a Zach Cozart bobblehead. Catch all the action when your Reds take on the Brewers for just $12. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS or visit Reds.com.
Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ABC 36's Alex Risen filling in for Mary Jo this weekend on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. We're going to have A.J. Reed here in just a few minutes. The former UK great, who just got his first Major League Baseball hit last night. He had started out 0 for 16. It was tough go for him. And he finally got the monkey off his back. And after he got it,
I feel like he's in the locker room. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was forced to the laundry cart, wheeled into the shower, got a little beer, milk, ketchup, syrup, eggs, ice cream. It's like a big bowl of fun.
That's awesome. And then Jose Altuve, like, took the ball that he got his first hit with, and like almost threw it into the stands, faking him out. But
good times were had by. It's fun when you win too, because they won. That always makes it better.
I had wanted to get Major League Baseball ticket, MLB.TV, MLBTV.com, or whatever it is. But, you know, the Major League Baseball pass to watch, not on DirecTV, but on Apple TV, like on devices, on computers, on phones, whatever. Because the one extra innings that's on DirecTV, it's a higher priced, but this one is like $100. And if you just want to watch one team and that's it, I think it's like $75 or $80, something like that. So I had been wanting to get it, but I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I can't watch that much baseball. I'll wind up, the wife will just hate me by the middle of July. I'm just not going to watch that much baseball. But then when AJ Reed's debut came up, I'm like, I got to get it. I'm getting it. Or it was more like, I want to watch AJ Reed play tonight. I might go out somewhere. She's like, why don't you just get the package? Why don't you just get the package? Just stay home.
Ah, look at you. You're smart, Dan Leifer. Yeah.
Other than go out to B-dubs all night or something like that. Or Wing Zone or wherever. I realized that one of our big sponsors there. Anyway. So I got it. And after watching his first game, you're like, well, you know, this is promising. This is a good start. He got two walks, scored both times, sac fly RBI. And so he wound up, I think, like 0 for 2 with two runs, two and an RBI.
Yeah, he went all Moneyball on it, yeah.
But then after that, in his next 10 plate appearances, he struck out 8 times with no walks. Next 10 plate appearances. 8 strikeouts, no walks. So, and I mean, Houston fans, they know about AJ Reed. I mean, this is something they've been waiting on. They've been like, this is our guy. You know, we want to see him. And they maybe wanted to see him more than Tyler White, who wound up starting at first base for the Astros. Didn't work out, sent him down and said, look, Tyler White, we've given you almost half a season. We're giving it to AJ Reed now and see what he can do. And then the GM comes out and says, we're looking for an everyday first baseman. This is his chance. The manager comes out and says, yeah, he's going to play a lot of first base, going to DH some. This is his opportunity right here. So then AJ knows that it's his opportunity. All of the Houston fans know.
The heat is on.
That this is the guy they're looking at to add some pop and power to this lineup and kind of push him over with. They got Altuve, they got Correa, they got George Springer. Those guys all hit pretty well. And need a little extra. They batted him fifth, like the first or second game. AJ Reed's inserted fifth in the lineup. So I think it was a lot of pressure, but Hinch said, AJ Hinch, the manager of the Astros, said the first two series have been a lesson in how the league will adjust to you based on what they see. A lot of off-speed pitches. They're messing with his timing. Going to make him make an adjustment early. But I'm excited to keep him in the lineup, said Hinch. So maybe with this kind of weight off his back, AJ making a little adjustment himself and start to swing this back the way a lot of fans are expecting to see out of him.
And he's faced some really good pitchers, but it's different, right? I mean,
yeah.
And there's been a lot of guys that have said the biggest jump is from AAA to the majors, even.
Yeah.
That it's not really, you know, single A, double A, really even double to triple. You know, the biggest jump is the dudes that are in the major leagues.
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to hear from him, waiting a call. There it is. Let's go to break right now on the Dan and Mary Joe Show. When we come back, we'll bring on AJ Reed from the Houston Astros here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's Uncle Ted! Friday, August 19th, Ted Nugent's coming to the Eastern Kentucky Exposition Center. Tickets available at the Appalachian Wireless box office or at Ticketmaster.com. In addition to buying a ticket, get the Danger Zone package available with a VIP meet and greet. Take a picture with Ted and get his autograph. Uncle Ted, bringing his Sonic Baptism Tour to the Eastern Kentucky Expo Center, August 19th. Call or stop by the Appalachian Wireless box office or go online to Ticketmaster.com and get your tickets now.
For a long, long time in Lexington, Hearst Business Supply and Furniture Solutions has been downtown. Well, they've moved. There's a new location at 500 Buck Place off Greendale Road with a fabulous new working showroom. You can see your furniture in action. Just visit them, tour the new facility, or they can come to you. Take a chair test drive. They have it all for your office at Hearst. office products, break room, bathroom, space planning, furniture, everything from the boardroom to the bathroom. No order too small or too large. No space too small or too large. No job is too small or too large. It's local, family-owned, third generation, and it's owned by a wonderful woman named Hope Hurst. Are you the person who orders office products, coffee, break room, bathroom supplies? Get it from one source. Visit HurstGroup.net with everything for the office. Think Hurst first.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Born in the USA, nothing more American than baseball, and the heartland, Indiana, Terre Haute to be exact, is where our next caller guest hails from. That's A.J. Reed, former Kentucky Wildcat, Collegiate Player of the Year, John Olerud, Golden Spikes Award winner, a fantastic career at Kentucky. And now, this is his first week. He has just finished as a big leaguer. A.J., welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Last night, A.J., after you get your first hit and you go back into the clubhouse, tell us what happens.
Well, the team had a little celebration.
A little celebration.
Yeah.
They put you in a laundry basket and covered you with, what, ice cream and syrup and beer and milk and everything else, huh?
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff. I don't know exactly what all it was, but it was a lot and it didn't smell good.
But I mean, the moment itself had to be enjoyable for you. That's one of those moments that's it. Comes along once, and it just happened last night.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I didn't know exactly what was going on at first, but I figured it out pretty quick and tried to enjoy it as much as I could.
Now, with the week that you've had, how difficult has it been for you to go out there every day? With that kind of lingering maybe in the back of your mind, because you started out pretty good, had a couple walks, scored both times, had a sac fly RBI, had your first hit really should have been against Kansas City, but you got robbed by Gordon there in left field. And then it's been a rough week. You go 0 for 16 before you finally get that first hit. Just tell me what it was like mentally this week.
Yeah, I was just trying to stay positive. Obviously, it's in the back of your head, and you're thinking about it, and you're trying to get it out of the way. And, just really staying with the process and trying to have good at-bats and get a good pitch to hit and, have confidence in yourself knowing that it's going to come eventually. And, everybody is going to go through 0-16, but mine just happened to be to start my career. So, I think that kind of magnifies it a little bit, but it's good to get it out of the way, and now we can just kind of relax and roll with it.
So what do you think when Altuve kind of fakes the hawk there? And, are you like, hey, come on.
I actually didn't see it at the time, but then I saw a video of it after. I think that's pretty common for guys to do in that situation. But, yeah, I didn't see it at the time, but I did see a video of it after.
How do you fit in with these guys? I mean, how the guys treated you? From going from spring training and then you're in the minors for a couple months and then being back up with the big club.
Yeah, I met most of these guys in spring training, all of them pretty much, and got to know them there. So when I got here, it was very welcoming, and I think they were excited to have me here, and I was excited to be here. So I feel like my personality fits in well with the culture that we have here, and I think it's just kind of something that I can walk right into and be successful with.
I know that's the expectation, and there's been so much talk of reaching the major leagues, and it was going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And I know that the fans, were very much awaiting your arrival. Was it surreal the first time you walked up to the plate, just the first time? Not even the first hit, but okay, this is it. Or how difficult is it to stay in that moment of, all right, this is my at-bat versus, oh, this I'm in the major leagues. You know, this is the first time I'm going to take a swing here at home plate.
Yeah, you know, I was really looking forward to my first home game, and you know, it was kind of special to get that hit in the first home game and in front of our fans. And we have great fans, and you know, they were all very excited as well, and you know, as well as the team and myself. So it was really cool to just be able to do it here.
Talking to A.J. Reed, the former Wildcat, here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. I want to talk about Kentucky for a little bit here because your coach, while you were here, Gary Henderson, just finished up his last season here. He resigned. Now he's with Mississippi State, and they have a new staff. Tell me, if you could, or tell to listeners, just what made you decide Kentucky was the right place for you? And then what do you think it says that you were able to have the success you were able to have here at Kentucky?
Well, I wanted to go to Kentucky because when I visited, I went to some basketball games, went to a football game, and I just love the atmosphere,
yeah,
the culture that the whole school brought. I love the campus. I love the city. The conference obviously was a huge factor. And I just felt like the right place for me to be. And the coaches that I had there, you know, couldn't have done a better job with me. Henderson on the pitching side and Brian Green with the hitting, you know, I still talk to him every week about hitting, and we still, you know, like look at film and stuff. And he's just been a very influential person in my life, baseball-wise and off the field. So, you know, I can't thank those guys enough.
What do you think about just your opinion on the situation with Kentucky baseball? You know, Coach Henderson was here 8 seasons, you know, went to the NCAAs, I guess, twice, to the regionals. And then after 8 seasons, you know, he's gone, and now there's a new regime here, and they're still waiting maybe a year, year and a half before a new baseball facility gets built. Just what is your kind of your thoughts on the situation of UK baseball?
Yeah, you know, I want to see them do well. Hopefully the new coaching staff can bring in some nice recruits and bring that winning culture back to the school that we had while I was there. And you know, I don't know the new coaches personally, but, you know, Mitch and the hiring staff thinks that they're going to do a good job. Then, you know, I think they've got, you know, a good staff on their hands. So, you know, I'll be following them like I always do. And hopefully they do well.
Are you able to keep in touch with any of the guys you played with here at UK?
Yeah, you know, most of the guys that were in my class, and then some of the guys that were a year or two older than me and a year younger than me. But not a lot of guys, but probably like 5 or 6.
Yeah, that you still keep in touch with. Does Kentucky come up at all? I mean, where are some places where you've noticed Kentucky come up, whether it be with teammates or just with fans?
Yeah, you know, like whenever I get together with some old teammates, we'll talk about, you know, memories that we had, like games or things that happened in games or something like that. And anytime I get together with a coach, we'll go over some memories. But, you know, we had a lot of really good times there while I was there. And, it's fun to talk about. It's fun to reminisce on those things. And, you know, we had two really good years while I was there, so a lot of really good memories.
Well, and then, of course, the game against Kent State. We won't have to talk about that, AJ. What we can talk about is you got your first hit that's out of the way and you're back out there. The Astros play again, won 9 of their last 10, if I'm right, and play again today at 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 Central. But I believe you're not going to be in the lineup for the next couple days. Is that right, because of the pitching matchup? Okay.
We got sale today, so
let's
get the day off. He's pretty good.
Yeah. He's not bad. Well, AJ, congratulations on being called up, and thanks for making time for us and calling the guys back in Lexington and letting us talk to you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks. AJ Reed here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Tomorrow, Justin Rowland from Rivals.com will join us. ABC 36's Alex Rice will be back filling in for Mary Jo. Have a great Saturday.